今天我们要一同思想《腓立比书》第二章。
This morning we shall dwell on the second chapter of the book of Philippians.
为了时间的关系和重点，我就特别只要读前边的一半，从第一节到第十八节。
In order to save time, I shall only read a portion of this chapter, which is verse 1 to verse 18.
照样我还是用中文读，请这个不懂这个不会说。
We shall read in Chinese again. Those who read in English, please follow along.
腓立比书第二章第一节到第十八节。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 18.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样子。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在地上的、在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成全他的美意，成就他的美意。凡所行的，都不要发怨言，起争端，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪。在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做成无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像光明、明光照月，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我在我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐，你们也要照样喜乐。并且与我一同喜乐。圣经就读在这里。
我read up to here。
在这段经文里边讲了好像一个很特别的教训。
In this portion of the scripture, we have a very special teaching.
在第十二节，保罗告诉我们说，我们应当恐惧战惊的做成我们得救的功夫。
In verse 12, Paul told us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
这个好像与其他地方圣经的教训都刚好相反。
It seems that this is in the contrary teaching of the other places of the Bible.
从来没有一个地方告诉我们说我们应当自己做成我们得救的功夫。
There is no other place in the scripture which tells us to work out our own salvation.
而且要恐惧战惊的来做成我们得救的功夫。
And also to work it out with fear and trembling.
好像随时可以失掉我们所做的这个得救的功夫一样。
As if to say that it is possible that we can lose our salvation any time.
我们怎么样能够做成我们自己得救的功夫呢
？How can we work out our own salvation?
为什么我们要恐惧战惊的来做呢
？Why do we have to work it out with fear and trembling?
在这里，我们如果要明白保罗的教训，我们需要明白一点救恩的真正意义。
If we are to understand Paul's teaching here.We should also understand first the meaning of salvation.
很多时候我们对救恩的观念就是说一信耶稣就得救了就算了。
Oftentimes our understanding to salvation is to believe in Jesus and we shall be saved.
当然一信耶稣就是得了救了就有了救恩了。
Of course it is true when we believe in Christ, we are saved, we do have salvation.
但是如果你看看整个圣经的教训救恩的范围非常的广。
But if we look at the scripture as a whole,And we begin to realize the scope of salvation is very broad.
罗马书第八章保罗告诉我们说我们得救在乎盼望。
And Paul in the book of Romans tell us that we are saved by hope.
难道我们的救恩不是事实吗？
Isn't it true that our salvation is a reality?
为什么我们得救现在只是一个盼望呢？
Why is it that our salvation is a hope?
因为那里保罗讲另外一方面的救恩。
Because Paul was saying another phase of salvation.
在讲我们整个基督徒在地上经验的时候。
When he talked about the total experience of a Christian on earth.
讲到比方说我们需要信耶稣罪得赦免。
For instance, we need to believe in Christ, our sins can be forgiven.
我们因此就因信称义了。
Therefore, we are justified by faith.
我们得到新的生命重生了。
We receive new life, we are born again.
重生以后我们需要追求生活上的圣洁。
And after we are born again, we should pursue after the holiness of life.
我们属灵的生命一天一天的要有长进。
And our spiritual life should improve every day.
保罗告诉我们说，有一天我们应当达到长成基督身量的那个标准。
And Paul exhorted us that one day we should grow unto the stature of Christ.
主耶稣自己，保罗也照样应许我们说，将来有一天我们要面对面的看见主。
And the scripture also tells us that one day we shall see him face to face.
到那个时候，我们要和主永远同享荣耀。
And at that time we shall be with him forever and ever in glory.
到那个时候我们不单生命得了拯救了。
At that time not only our life is saved.
我们这个败坏的身体到那时候都要得拯救。
Our corrupted body even shall be saved.
就是保罗所说的我们得救在乎盼望，因为那个是叫我们的身体得赎。
When Paul said about the hope of salvation, he was referring to the redemption of the body.
那么这一切的教训
All these teachings
因信称义重生圣洁的生活以至于到得荣耀身体得赎、
Born again, the born again experience, salvation, holiness of life unto the redemption of the body.
这一切都合到一起才是圣经上所讲的那个救恩。
When we put all these together, it is the total teaching of salvation.
所以重生得救那件事情呢
？So born again experience alone
也就只不过是我们这个救恩里边的一部分，一小部分。
It is only one phase of salvation for us.
当然这一部分非常重要，但到底只是很多部分之中的一个。
Of course, this phase is basic and important, but nevertheless, it's one of the phases.
如果我们单单注意到这一方面，把它看作救恩就完了。
If we only pay attention to this one particular phase of salvation,
难怪的很多时候我们把基督徒生命的长进看成了一个不十分要紧的事情。
It is no wonder that many times we find Christians pay little attention to Christian growth.
如果我们要把整个的救恩看成我们基督徒生命的目标。
If we take the entire meaning of salvation as the purpose and aim of our Christian life,
那我们就不能够单单注重说我信耶稣重生得救。
Then we should not have a partial emphasis on salvation by rebirth alone.
那么在整个这个得救的经验里边。
In the total experience of salvation,
主要的可以看，好像从两方面来看。
We can see this thing from two areas.
一方面就是我们的罪得赦免，叫我们重生这方面的工作。
One area is that our sins are forgiven, we are born again.
这方面的工作呢，我们自己永远也不能做成。
And we ourselves can never accomplish this particular area.
这个只有靠着主耶稣在十字架上为我们做成的功劳才可以得到。
This phase of salvation can only be accomplished through Christ on the cross.
我们不能够在这方面有任何的贡献，我们不能帮助。
We cannot add any meaning or any work to this phase.
但是另外一方面的救恩呢
？But on the other phase of salvation,
生命的长进
，the growth.Of our lives,
在人面前的得救生命的见证
，the testimony of our born again experience before people，
这些方面的功夫需要我们努力的去做成。
On these particular areas of our salvation,
we should do our best to accomplish.
如果我们把这两方面的救恩的教训看得清楚了，
If we have a clear understanding of the two different phases of salvation,
那么好多方面圣经的教训就比较容易明白了。
Then it is much easier for us to understand other parts of the teaching.
使徒保罗给我们在这方面有很清楚的教训。
The Apostle Paul gave us a very clear teaching in this area.
在提多书第二章，保罗这里给我们这样讲。
In the book of Titus, chapter 2, the Bible tells us,
提多书第二章，特别是第十四节。
In the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 14.
特别第十四节，保罗这里好像给我们就注重这一点。
Paul gave us a special emphasis to this area.
提多书第二章第十四节。
Titus chapter 2, verse 14.
他为我们舍了自己。
He gave himself for us,
要赎我们脱离一切罪恶
in order to redeem us from all sin,
要洁净我们特作自己的子民
and to cleanse us to become his children,
热心为善
and also to do good things with all zealousness.
这里保罗讲到这个救恩的两方面
Here Paul was saying the two faces of salvation.
一方面是主耶稣为我们舍了自己
In one area that Christ gave himself for us,
为的是把我们从罪恶里赎出来
in order to redeem us from sin,
叫我们能够因着他宝血的功劳脱离罪恶的捆绑
that through him we can be freed from the bondage of sin.
然后另外一方面呢
and then in the other area,
他洁净我们特作自己的子民
he cleanses us that we can become his children.
热心为善
and also to do good with all our zeal.
这个热心为善的工作需要我们在生活中去追求。
This work of the good and with all our zealousness is something that we should do.
保罗这里讲到我们需要恐惧战惊的来做成我们得救的功夫。
Paul said here that we should work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
他就指着是第二方面的这个救恩说的。
He was referring to the second phase of salvation.
因为第一方面的教恩呢，保罗用不着对腓立比人讲了。
In the first phase, he has no need to tell to the Philippians.
因为腓立比的基督徒都是已经重生得救的人。
Because the Christians in Philippi, they have already been born again.
但是第二方面的教恩，我们却需要永远继续不断的追求。
But the second phase of salvation is something that we should continue to pursue all through our life.
什么时候如果我们在这方面不追求了
Anytime we stop to pursue in this area,
如果我们以为我们已经得着救恩了
and we think that we have already received it,
那我们就失掉了基督徒生活的那个意义。
Then we lost the meaning of a Christian life.
所以我们在这里要看一看保罗这里给我们讲的这个救恩的教训。
And so here we'll study a little about the teaching of salvation from Paul.
我们看一看我们怎么样来做成我们这个得救的功夫。
How do we work out our own salvation?
保罗先给我们讲这个救恩呢，在生命中的表现或者意义是什么样子。
First, Paul tells us the manifestation and the meaning.Of salvation.
在这里保罗整个这段经文都讲这件事情
the entire portion of the scripture here tells about this one thing
在前边第一节到第十一节他给我们讲到一个重生的生命应当有的表现
in the first verses 1 to 11 he tells us about the manifestation of a born again life
一方面他告诉我们我们应当有同一的心思有一样的意念
In one area, he said we should have one thought and one mind.
然后在第五节开始，他给我们讲，我们应当有在主里边真正的谦卑。
And beginning from verse 5, he tells us that we should have true humility in Christ.
这种同心合意的心呢，在这里保罗从几个不同的角度来给我们分析。
This one-mindedness was analyzed here by Paul from several different angles.
至少有两三方面他给我们解释。
At least from two or three directions.
头一件保罗说如果我们要有同一的这么一个心思意念我们必须要爱心相同。
If we have the one-minded attitude, we should have one love, the same love.
如果我们要讲在主里边真正的合一，
when we talk about the true unity, true oneness in Christ,
那如不能够没有在主里边真正的彼此相爱。
Then we must first have true love in Christ toward each other.
我相信我们都对基督徒的相爱的教训呢，听过很多，思想过很多。
I believe we have heard so much and thought so much about the love in Christ.
我就不需要在这方面特别来发挥了。
I need not to elaborate on it.
但是这个在我们实际生活中是多么重要的一件事情。
But how important it is, love in our lives.
有一个年纪很老的传道人，他解释爱的生活。
There was an elderly minister of the gospel who explained the life of love.
我是在中国的西北，在甘肃那边听到这位老牧师讲道。
I heard this elderly minister spoke in the Gansu province in China.
他知识不是顶多。
He is not a very high educated person.
但是在灵里边却是非常丰富的这么一个主内的前辈。
But he is a very, he is a person with very rich experience in the spirit.
他解释他说我怎么样能够去爱别人呢？
He explained and said, how can I love others?
什么叫真正的相爱呢？
What is true love toward each other?
他说我如果要爱我的弟兄啊，我就是用我的心把他的心把他包起来。
So he said, if I want to love a brother, I will use my heart to wrap around or to envelope his heart.
很难解释，很难捉摸的一件事情。
It's something really hard to explain and to grasp.
但是事实上呢，我觉得他领会到了真正爱的一方面的真理。
But to me, he has really received the true meaning of love.
如果我的心能够包在他的心的外边呢？
If I can wrap my heart around his heart,
那我就能够和他有同样的感觉。
Then I can feel what he feels.
我感觉到他心里边的喜乐或者忧伤。
I can feel the happiness as well as the grief in his heart.
我能够感觉到他的愿望或者他的恨恶。
I can also feel that he'sDesire and also his hatred.
我不能如此的话，我就不能够不跟他在灵里面有真正的同情。
Other than this, I cannot truly identify myself with him and sympathize with him.
怎么样？我不这样的话，我没有法子真正能够和他有同心。
Without this situation, I cannot be in one mind, one heart with him.
我觉得我们今天需要在主里边经验这个爱心相同的这个教训。
I think today we need this experience.Of one heart, one love, same love.
能够在灵里边真正有相同的感觉。
If we can have feel the same way in the spirit.
虽然在我们的生活和侍奉可能距离得很远。
Although in our lives, in our ministry, we have differences.
我们分布在全个美洲，也许有的人在很远的地方工作。
We have a very, very far distance from each other.
但是如果我们真正有这么样彼此相爱的心，
But if we have a true love of this manner toward each other,
我们灵里边能够有相同的这么一种感觉，
And then we can have the same feeling in our spirit.
然后另外一方面，保罗说我们不单要爱心相同，而且要有同样的心思，同样的意念。
Paul said not only will have the same love, but also being of one accord of one mind.
这里这个一样的心思啊，也是不容易翻译的一个字。
Of one accord is also quite difficult to translate.
因为这个字实际上在原来的文字，不是代表一个具体的名词。
In the original language, it is not a concrete noun, form of noun.
如果把这个意思解释出来呢，可以这样说：我们都思念同样的事情。
If we try to explain it, we might say it in this way, that is.We are thinking on the same thing.
这个我觉得是我们生活中最重要的一件事情。
And I believe this is one of the important things of our life.
我们都把同一件事情放在我们的思想里面。
We dwell our mind on the same matter.
我们把同一件事情看得重要。
We put the same thing as important.
站在基督徒的地位。
We stand on the stand of a Christian.
站在我们这里北美洲的华人教会的地位。
As we stand on the stand of a Christian or church in North America,
我们应当把什么看得最重要呢？
What is the most important thing that we should take?
什么应该是我们生活、侍奉、追求的目标呢？
What should be the aim of our life, our purpose, and our ministry?
我们都应当思想一件的事情。
We should think about one thing.
什么事情呢？
What?
如果我们真正能够体会主的心，
If we can really understand and feel the mind of Christ,
我们如果真能够彼此有同样的一个心思，
If we can have one accord of one mind,
只有一件事情是我们应当思想的目标。
There's only one thing which should be the objective of our thinking.
这个是神的国度的进展。
That is the advancement of the kingdom of God.
是我们在神面前所领受那个应当有的托付。
That is the burden and the duty we receive from Him.
如果今天我们都把这个看成了我们追求的目标，
If today we can take this as the object of our pursuit,
不是我个人的成就，
It is not my own individual accomplishment，
也不是我那个教会的表现，
It is not the manifestation of my own particular church，
也不是特别我那个教会立场的教义的成就，
It is not the accomplishment of the particular doctrine and stand of my particular church，
乃是神的国的进展。
It is rather the advancement of the kingdom of God.
如果我们都把这件事情看成我们最高的一个目标，
If we can take this as the highest aim of our ministry,
那我们在侍奉在工作上面就会减少很多可能的困难，
Then we will reduce drastically some of the possible pitfalls and difficulties of our work.
保罗他知道腓立比人的软弱，
Paul knew very well of the weaknesses of the people in Philippi.
等晚一点到第四章我们会看见这件事情。
Later, when we come to chapter 4, we can see more of this.
两个姊妹都是热心爱主侍奉主的人。
There are two sisters, they are both loving the Lord.
但是他们结果却两个人中间有了一些困难。
But what was the result? There was some difficulty arise between them.
所以保罗说我要劝他们两个人在主里同心呢。
Therefore, Paul said, I exhort them to have the one mind in Christ.
那实际上两个人既然都是做福音工作的人， 还怎么能够不同心呢？
Since they are both working for the Lord, for the gospel, how come they have different minds?
在我们的经验里边，我们知道怎么可能。
In our experiences, we know that this is possible.
我们都在做主的工。
We all work for the Lord.
我们都在教会里边有侍奉。
We all have some ministry in the church.
甚至于我们在这里都在同一个会议里边。
Right here we are in the same congress.
都有这个可能，我们心里边所想的不是一件事情。
And at the same time, it is possible that we do not have the same mind.
如果我们真正要在主里边有同心合意的心，
If we truly are in one accord in Christ,
我们不但要应当有一个真正主里边的相爱，
Not only we should have one mutual love in Christ,
我们应当都关心同一件事情，
We should also have the same mind on the same thing,
有一样的心思，有一样的意念，
We have the same one accord and one mind.
这个保罗自己的生活给我们也见证出来。
Here Paul has testified to this fact in his life.
昨天我们看过保罗在他生活中的那个目标。
Yesterday we mentioned about the aim of Paul's life.
保罗说有人传福音是为加增我捆锁的苦楚。
Paul says some people who preach the gospel in order to increase my affliction.
那我们可以想一想，如果有人做主的工作就为的是给我有点困难。
And we think about this.Somebody preached the gospel in order to increase my affliction.
借他的工作显出他好，我不够好。
And through his accomplishment, he revealed his success, and so to reveal my failure.
借着他的工作显出来我的恩赐不够，或者我的工作表现不够好。
And through his success, reveals my lack of gift or my lack of success.
假如有这么个情形，我们的反应会怎么样呢？
If the situation is like this, what should be our reaction?
我们可以有两个方向走。
We have two directions.
我们可以对他有一个积极的反应，我要做工作，不是要为别的，就为显出他坏来。
And our first reaction can be that we work some more in order to reveal His discrepancies.
这个我们可有时候可以做到。
Sometimes we can do it.
用很多种不同的方法，不是为了福音的进展，乃是为了我要达到我的目的。
We can do something in different forms, not for the gospel, but for my particular aim.
但是保罗这里告诉我们说呀。
And Paul said here to us,
第一章第十六节，保罗说：“这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎么样，究竟就被传开了。为此，我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。”
So in chapter 1, verse 18,
第十八节，我的眼睛不清楚。
So in chapter 1, verse 18, Paul here said here, what then, notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached.And I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice.
这个，他说别人为了加增我捆锁的苦楚呢，我还有喜乐。
And here you can see Paul said, some people is adding to him of his grief and his afflictions, and yet he increased in joy.
为什么呢？不是说为了受苦就快乐。
Why? It is not to say that Paul particularly liked to be afflicted.
乃是说因为基督究竟被传开了
because of the fact that Christ is being preached
那么这个是一个真正新的生命的表现
this is the true manifestation of a new life
如果我们没有一个在主里边真正得了救的生命这个没有可能的
if without this new life in Christ this is utterly impossible
然后第二方面保罗说这个生命的表现应当有在主里边的谦卑
And in the second phase of salvation, Paul said that we should have true humility in Christ.
在第四节，保罗说，我们应该存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Here in chapter 2, verse 3, Paul said, let the, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other.Better than themselves.
然后在第五节开始，保罗给把主耶稣的榜样摆在我们面前。
And then in verse 5, Paul tell us about the testimony of Christ.
这是一个真正谦卑的榜样。
This is a true testimony example of humility.
看别人比自己强。
To look upon others as better than themselves.
在别的地方保罗告诉我们说不要看自己过于所当看的。
In other portions of the scripture, Paul tells us, do not esteem yourself above others.
如果我们看别人比自己强不看自己过于所当看的。
If we esteem ourselves above others and overestimate ourselves.
那我们就不会为了自己的工作的表现不够好而难过。
Then we should not feel grieved if our work is not too successful.
我们就不会为了别人得了荣耀，我自己没有得着而难过。
Then we should neither should we be feel grieved or jealousy because other people receive glory more than we do.
很多时候我们就是为了这些个不必要的原因，叫灵里面失掉了应当有的喜乐。
Many times because of the trivial matters, we lost.The joy in the spirit.
有一个弟兄，我们在一起开会的时候，他常常有这么一种表现。
And there was one brother who many times have this kind of a manifestation in the meeting.
表面上看起来，他不是对别人不满意。
On the surface, we cannot see that he was not dissatisfied with anybody.
但是他就是很不快乐。
But he somehow is always unhappy.
比方说在一个在讨论一件事情的时候
For instance, when we have a discussion about something,
别人表示了什么什么意见
some people have expressed their opinion.
他没有能够讲出很好的意见来
he cannot give a very good, lofty opinion.
那么等到开完了会他就在自己想了当时我为什么不这样讲呢我这样讲不是就好听得多了吗
And so after the meeting, he feels very regrettable inside. He said,Why couldn't I say something like this in the meeting?
实际上他说我不是不会讲啊但当时为什么我没有讲出来呢
He said to himself, I know all these things. Why didn't I say it then?
心里觉得对自己好像很不喜欢自己对自己很失望
Sometimes he hate himself and he feels dissatisfied with himself.
但是实际上呢我觉得这个就是还是看自己过于所当看的一种表现。
In reality, I also feel that this is also another implication of overestimating oneself.
因为在那个时候，实际上他讲不出这个话来，他没想到。
The fact was that he at that very moment he did not think about those opinions, therefore he didn't say it.
那么现在想想呢，我应当想得到，但是我没有想到，多可惜啊。
And then later, only afterward, in hindsight.He said, I could have said something like that.
很多时候就是为这样的缘故，我们心里面失掉了喜乐。
Many times because of this, we lost our joy.
做一种工作的表现没有达到我自己给我自己定的那个理想。
And sometimes in our work, we feel that we have failed to reach the target which we set for ourselves.
但实际上呢，我们要达到的不是我自己给自己定那个理想啊。实际上呢，我们要达到的不是我自己给自己定那个理想啊。
In fact, in reality, we should not try to pursue our own targets.
我要达到的是主在我身上的目的是什么？
We should try to achieve God's aim in our life.
很多时候我们就是自己给自己定到了一个标准。
Too many times we set our own target.
我们自己达不到了，我们失望了。
So when we fail to receive that standard,We feel discouraged.
但是我们不应当把自己过于看得过于所当看的。
We should not overestimate ourselves.
但是这样看别人比自己强的一种态度。
This attitude of esteeming others over ourselves
并不是说忽略我们自己在主里边所有的恩典。
It is not to neglect God's grace upon us.
神给我们每一个人有我们不同的恩典。
God gave to each one of us a particular grace.
我们自己有我们自己的恩赐。
We have our own particular gifts.
有我们所能做的事情，也许是别人不能做的。
There are certain things that we can do which others could not.
那我们要很真实的来面对这样的恩典或者是责任。
We should realistically face all these graces and gifts.
我们在我们所能做的事情上尽我们的本分。
We do our best to achieve what we could do.
不忽略我们自己在主面前所领受的。
Neglecting not what God has given to us.
但是我们也不看自己过于所当看的。
But we shall not at the same time overestimating ourselves.
这个是真正的谦卑。
This is true humility.
真正的谦卑不是说好像在表面上很客气就算了。
True humility is not an outward good manner.
假如我弹琴弹得很好，别人称赞说你弹得很好啊。
If I can play the piano very good, somebody said you are a wonderful player.
啊，不是，啊，马马虎虎。
I can't play it at all.
这个不是真正的谦卑。
This is not true humility.
真正的谦卑是。我从主领受的一个恩赐，我要尽我的本分使用那个恩赐。
The true humility is the gift I receive from God. I will do my best to use it.
但是我还记得，这个只不过是主给我的一个恩赐。
But at the same time, I remember this is only a gift God given to me.
如果是主给我的恩赐，我没有什么可夸口的。
If it's something that God gave to me, then I have nothing to be proud of myself.
保罗自己他就很清楚地认识这方面的真理。
And Paul himself, he knew this truth very clearly.
保罗在他整个的书信之中对自己的评价很有意思。
It's very interesting to read about Paul's self-appraisal in his books.
在开始写他的很早期书信，他称自己为一个使徒，不比别的使徒小。
In some of his early epistles, Paul said, he is one of the apostles of Christ, one who is not less than the other apostles.
但是到晚一点呢，在哥林多书里边，他的看法不一样了。
But when we come to his letter, epistles, for instance, the book of Corinthians, he's different.
他说我不配做使徒，好像未到产期而生的人一样。
There he said, he is not worthy to be an apostle, he is like a child which was born before the date.
那意思就是说，我根本没有资格做使徒。现在神给我恩典做使徒了。
What he was saying is that he was not qualified to be an apostle, but God made him one.
这个是在他自己的看法里面有一个改变。
Here we can see a gradual change in Paul's thinking.
但是到晚年呢，在提摩太书里边呢
，But then when he come to his later life, for instance in the book of Timothy,
他说在罪人中我只不过是一个罪魁。
He confessed that among the sinners, he is the chief.
真正对自己的认识。
Here we can see he truly knew himself.
灵里边的长进。
This also shows to us the growth in the spirit.
那这个也只有一个在主里边重生的生命才可以有的表现。
This can only be manifested through a born again life.
保罗说，我们如果真正这么样做我们得救的功夫。
Paul said, if we can really work out our own salvation,
我们应当有这么样的表现。
We should have this kind of manifestation.
那么这么样的得救的功夫的结果怎么样呢？
What is the result of this kind of salvation?
在第十五节、十六节，保罗告诉我们说呀。
Here Paul tells us in verses 15 and 16.
因为我们有这么样的生命的表现。
Because we have this kind of life revealed.
我们能够无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这个弯曲背谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That you may be blameless and harmless without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom.
而且在这个世代之中显明我们好像一个明光照月，将生命的道可以表明出来。
Among whom ye shine as light in the world.
如果我们真正有这么样生命的表现，
If we truly can reveal this kind of life,
我们能够在这个世界弯曲背逆的世界之中把生命的道可以把它表明出来。
We can reveal the word of life in this crooked and perverse generation.
这么样的一个生命能够在人的面前有一个真正的影响的力量。
I think this kind of life has a true effectiveness of other people.
如果我们在主里边的人今天没有这么样的同心合意的心，没有这么样的谦卑。
If we today do not have the one accord, do not have true humility.
我们如果像保罗所说的有结党，有贪图虚浮荣耀的事情。
If we are like what Paul said,that we strive for vain glory and we have our own groups and cliques.
那么主的道在人的面前没法表现出来，我们在人面前没法有一个有力的见证。
And in this manner, we cannot have a good testimony before others.
我们需要在这方面的表现。
We should have all these kind of manifestations.
为了一个目的。
For one purpose.
为的是将生命的道可以在这个世界把它表明出来。
In order that the word of life can be revealed in this world today.
然后简单的我们要看一看保罗说我们应当怎么样能够做成这个得救的功夫。
And then we'll see simply the methods of working out our own salvation.
这里保罗提到有几方面我们应当留意的。
And Paul reminded us of several areas which we should pay attention to.
头一件事情在第十二节保罗告诉我们说，
First, Paul tells us in verse 12,
你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Here Paul said, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
这里这个英文版呢，翻译的比我们中文版稍微清楚一点。
And here, I think the English translation is a little more clear than the Chinese translation.
因为我们中文这里说呀，你们既是常顺服的了。
The Chinese translation said, since you have always obeyed.
不但我在你们那里，你们顺服。
Not only during when I was with you.
就是我如今不在你们那里，你们更要顺服。
Even when I'm not with you, you should be more obedient.
的确，在原来的文字，顺服这个字是重复过。
It is true that in the original language, the word obedience was used twice.
但是我觉得那个构造的意思啊，乃是为了加重那个语气。
But I think the meaning of the structure of the sentence is to emphasize the meaning.
我们保罗一再的讲，你们应当顺服，既是顺服了。
And Paul repeatedly said, "You should be obedient, since you have obeyed."
那下面呢，保罗就讲我们应当做什么。
And then Paul said, "What should we do then?"
所以我们这个句子构造可以这么样来说来讲。
So the sentence structure can be in this way.
你们既是顺服的了。
Since you have always obeyed.
所以在这件事上你们应当顺服。
Therefore, you should obey on this matter.
什么事情呢
？What?
不但我在你们那里，就是如今我不在你们那里，就更要恐惧战惊的做成你们得救的功夫。
That not only when I'm with you, but since I'm not with you now, you should work more diligently of your own salvation with fear and trembling.
所以这个重点乃是说呀，你们在做成你们得救的功夫这件事呢，不要单单坐在我的面前。
Therefore, I think Paul's emphasis is that the Philippians should not only work out their salvation in the presence of Paul.
有彼此同心合意的心。
They should have the unity and one mind.
有彼此相爱的心。
They should love each other.
有谦卑的心。
They should have humility.
我们应当怎么样做这件事情啊？
How can we do it?
保罗说不是要坐在我的面前。
Paul said not do it only in my presence.
因为你如果记得你做这些事情为的是做成你自己得救的功夫。
Because if you understand what you're doing is for your own salvation.
不是为了在我的面前的表现，在别人面前的表现。
Not for the sake of what you do before others or me.
那么你如果明白这件事情，你就不会好像单单在人面前来表现了。
If you understand this, you will not only do this thing before people.
我们要彼此相爱的心，有彼此相爱的心。
We should have love toward each other.
有同心合意的心。
We should have one mind.
不是单单在人的面前应当如此。
Not only before people.
在别人不知道的时候，在我自己的意念、动机、计划。我的目的是什么？
Well, in the absence of other people, what is my mind, my motive, my purpose in this thing?
我们到底是为了什么来这样生活？
What are we here anyway?
为了在别人面前有一个表现呢，还是为了完成主在我身上的目的？
Are we here in order that people can see what we are doing, or are we here to accomplish the purpose of God?
在人面前来表现是多么容易做的一件事情。
It is easy to have some kind of manifestation of work before people.
做的出来的是为给别人看。
What we are doing is for others to see.
如果我要是目的是为做给别人看，那你可以想见我一定有两种不同的生活。
If what I'm doing is for other people to see, then you can imagine I have two areas of life.
我在人面前一种表现，别人看不见的时候有另外一种表现。
So one life, I live it before people, and then in the absence of people, I have a different life.
两个面孔的生活一样。
I am living a life of two faces.
在一种情形一种表现，另外一种情形一种表现。
I live one life under one circumstances and another under another situation.
决定怎么样表现的那个因素是什么呢？
What is the deciding factor of these two lives?
要看看在什么环境里边，在什么人面前，我怎么生活。
The circumstances, the environment, people will be my deciding factor.
不是我里边的生命决定我应当怎么生活。
Instead of my life, my inner spiritual life being the deciding factor.
如果我单单靠着别人的态度，靠着人的看见看不见来决定。
If my life is decided by whether people are looking at me or not,
那这个不是一个真正在主里边有了救恩的生命的生活。
Then I do not think that this is a true life which has the life experience in Christ.
但是这是多么容易做的一件事情啊。
But how easily it is for us to do this.
我就想到我们学院有一个，也是前没不多久有一个工人。
I think of a laborer, a worker in our seminary.
我们中间有人知道。
Some of us here also know him.
这个人我觉得他工作表现很好。
I think that his work, the manifestation of his work is very good.
我早晨很清早差不多七点多钟到学院去，他有时候在扫地，有时候在整理草什么的，做很多功夫。
And when I arrive in the seminary at 7 o'clock in the morning, he is already beginning to work, swept the ground or cut the grass.
很殷勤的一个人。
Very diligent.
但是渐渐的呢，我们有些同工对他不满意。
But gradually, some of my coworkers is not satisfied with him.
我就觉得很奇怪。
I was very surprised.
找工人这么难，现在有这么好的工人，你对他还不满意，怎么办呢？
It's so difficult to find a good worker. Why are you not satisfied with him?
后来呢，就有同工告诉我呀。
And then some of my coworkers told me.
说你看他这么殷勤呢，只有你来的时候他才殷勤呢。
He is only diligent when you are around.
在人面前的表现。
This is to do something for others to see.
多么容易做的一件事情。
It's very easy to do it.
但是基督徒却绝对不应当有这种态度。
But as a Christian, we should not do our work in this manner.
因为我们做的是我们自己得救的功夫。
Because we are actually working out our own salvation.
不论在哪一方面的生活。
Regardless in any phase of our life.
在教会里面的侍奉。
In the work in the church.
或者在你不信主的工作的岗位，在工厂里面做工。
Or in our work in a secular factory,
我们都应当有同样的一种态度。
We should have the same attitude of life.
然后第二方面，保罗告诉我们说呀。
And then in the second area, Paul told us,
我们做成这个得救的功夫，应当恐惧战惊的来做。
We should work out this salvation with fear and trembling.
为什么应当恐惧战惊的来做呀？
Why we have to have fear and trembling?
我觉得应该有两个原因。
There should be at least two reasons.
一方面，因为我们有一个可怕的敌人。
One is because we have a very dangerous enemy.
这个敌人他知道我们生活中的每一件软弱。
But this enemy, he knows very clearly every weakness of our life.
他知道我们在什么地方最容易失败。
He knows the point, our weak point, on which we are very easily to fall.
他知道在什么地方我不够警醒。
He knows also that I'm not watchful enough.
他可能就在那个地方来攻击我。
He will attack me on that very point.
在我自己够警醒的地方，他也许不需要攻击我。
In the area which I am watchful and strong enough, he will not attack.
他知道在那个地方我不容易受他的试探。
He knew that on that point I'm not easily to yield to temptation.
但是另外一方面，我没有警醒的地方呢。
But on the other less watchful points,
我举一个例子，比如说。
I'll give you an example.
吸烟喝酒这些事情呢，我大概不容易跌倒。
Things like smoking or drinking, I think I'm not easily to be tempted.
闻见烟的味道，我头痛啊。
Because I have a headache every time I smell smoke.
酒呢，我就根本不能吃的。
Wine, I hate it.
这东西撒旦不会用这个东西来试探我。
So I don't think the devil will try to tempt me with these things.
但是别的方面怎么样啊？
But what about the other areas?
骄傲
Pride
贪爱世界
Love of the world
灵里面的懒惰
Spiritual laziness
这些事情如果我不天天的在主的面前警醒我随时可以上他的当
If I'm not watchful daily on these areas anytime I can be vanquished by him
不要说我在某一方面得了胜了我就可以好像很放心的我站立得稳了
Do not think that if you have victory in one area of your life, then you feel safe on the other areas.
如果在某一方面我得了胜了，为这个感谢主。
If we have a victory in one area, we should praise the Lord for it.
但是我们需要警醒。
But we should be watchful all the same.
防备在别的方面，我可能跌倒。
In order that we will not fall in the other areas.
撒旦知道我们的情形比我们知道自己更加清楚。
Satan knows us better than we know ourselves.
他知道我们在什么地方最容易上他的当。
He knows the weakest point of our life.
如果在那个地方我们稍微的一不加警醒。
If we are in any situation we are less watchful.
我们就很容易落在他的圈套里面。
Many times we are easily fall into his trap.
但是另外一方面呢，不单我们有一个这么可怕的敌人。
And then in the other area, not only we have such a dangerous enemy.
我们有一个更加可怕的敌人在我们里边。
We have a more dangerous enemy within us.
我们里边那个老我是一个非常可怕的敌人。
That is our old self.Old self, which is the more dangerous enemy.
如果我们不小心，我们也容易上我自己的当。
If we are not careful, we can be deceived by ourselves.
如果我不小心，我自己里边那个老我可能叫我走上我不应当走的道路。
If I'm not careful, myself, my old self can lead me onto the wrong way.
如果在主面前不警醒，有的时候我做一件好的工作，但是那个动机可能不对啊。
If I'm not watchful, sometimes although I'm doing a good thing, but the motive is wrong.
如果我做了一件工作本身很好，但是动机错了。
If something I do which apparently is good, but with wrong motive.
但那个不能够对我的生命有造就。
That particular thing cannot be beneficial to my spirit.
可能对我的生命实际上有妨害。
It could be even damaging to my life.
保罗这里说呀，有人传福音都为的是加增他捆锁的痛苦。
Paul even mentioned that some people they preach the gospel in order to increase his afflictions.
传福音这件事情还错吗？
Is there anything wrong with preaching the gospel?
动机错了。
But the motive is wrong.
在我们生活里边，这是多么大的一个试探。
This is one of the big temptations in our life.
这个在我们里边没有人知道的可能。
Other people may not know it. This is within us.
只有我自己知道我的动机是什么。
Only I myself know what my motive is.
我可以有一个爱心的表现，帮助一个弟兄或者帮助一个姊妹。
I can show my love on the outside, helping a brother or sister.
但是为什么缘故我这样做？
But why am I doing it?
我可以受很多的痛苦或者付上代价来牺牲。
I can suffer much affliction and pay a big price of sacrifice.
但是为什么我这样来做？
But why am I doing it?
中国有一句话非常有意思啊。
There's a very interesting Chinese idiom.
要怎么翻？沽名钓誉。
哈，沽名钓誉。you try to use less than admirable means to get reputation.
很好意思。花钱来买一个名誉。
you spend money to purchase reputation.
那意思就是说我可以付上一个代价。
Which is to say I can pay a price.
但是目的是为的是叫我自己在人面前得称赞。
But the purpose is that I can be praised by people.
人心比万物都诡诈。
The human mind, human heart is more wicked than all things.
如果我们稍一不警醒，就自己落在自己的圈套里边。
Anytime, if we are not watchful, we will fall into our own trap.
我们自己做的事情，我们都不知道是为什么。
We don't even know sometimes what we are doing.
渐渐久了，我们的良心在这一方面可能麻木了。
If we do this long enough, then our conscience can be numbed.
极大的一个试探，极大的一个危险。
This is a great temptation as well as a great danger.
为了这个原因，保罗说我们应当恐惧战惊的来做成我们那个得救的功夫。
Because of this, Paul exhorted us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
因为随时都有失败或者是走错的可能。
Because anytime there is a possibility that we should fall, we should fail.
保罗给我们讲到我们应当追求的这个救恩是什么。
Paul also tells us what is the salvation that we are seeking after.
我们要做成我们得救的功夫。
We should work out our own salvation.
这个表现是什么？
What is the manifestation of it?
主里面同心合意。
First, it is one accord, one mind.
在主里面真正的谦卑。
True humility in Christ.
有这个表现。
It should have some kind of manifestation.
这么样的结果能够将生命的道表明出来。
The result of this, we can reveal the word of life.
我们怎么样去做呢？
How can we do it?
Diligently.
第一就是勤奋。
殷勤的做。
殷勤。
第二方面我们应该恐惧战惊的来做。
Secondly, we should work it with fear and trembling.
但是说了半天好像都是我们自己努力在做。
But after all this, it seems that we should do our best to do it.
但是如果我们单单靠着自己努力去做呢，永远有一个极大的危险。
But if we rely only on ourselves, there's always a danger.
我们不能够单单靠着自己。
We cannot only rely upon ourselves.
既然讲了这么多，我自己不可靠了。
After said all these things, I feel that I'm not dependable anymore.
那么我们怎么能够单单靠着自己来做呢？
How can I depend on myself?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们做得救的功夫这件事情也不是单单要靠着我们自己来做成。
When we say about working our own salvation, we are not depending only on ourselves.
在第十三节保罗告诉我们说呀。
In verse 13, Paul tells us,
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里边运行，为要成就他的美意。
For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
我们要怎么样去追求而且做成这个得救的功夫都是出于神。
Our pursuit in this direction, our working of our salvation, it is also a grace of God.
不是靠着我自己的力量。
Not depending on our own strength.
有主在我身上的帮助。
God has his help on us.
因为他这样做为的是成就他的美意。
Because This, the way he is doing this is to accomplish his own will.
因为他的美意是叫我们能够在这个地上做成一个得救的功夫。
Because his good pleasure it is that we can work out our own salvation in this world.
为的是叫我们的生命能够在人前把生命的道表明出来。
That through our lives we can reveal the word of life before other people.
这是神在我们身上的目的，神在我们身上的计划。
This is the plan as well as the purpose of God on us.
求神给我们有足够的恩典。
May God give us enough grace.
我们愿意让神在我们身上做成这个功夫。
That we are willing, for God to work out these things through our lives.
叫我们真能够做成得救的功夫。
That we can really work out our own salvation.
借着我们个人和联合到一起，能够将生命的道表明出来。
Through our unity, through our collective effort, that we can, reveal the word of life.